As Brother Jeremy said in his prayer, it's certainly something to be thankful for, to be gathered here this morning. It's a great privilege we have to be gathered together as the Bride of Christ here at Dallas in this place, as the Church of God. What a privilege it is. What even a responsibility it is. And oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. It's certainly my hope that the Lord would bless you today, that He comfort you and give you peace on the things of Him. And it is most certainly my sincere prayer to the Lord that His name and the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, would be high and lifted up, that we'd worship Him in spirit and in truth to His own glory, that above all His will would be done. I've got a subject on my mind this morning, and it has to do with what was seemingly the theme of Brother Charles Godwin over the course of our meeting weekend. And I don't know if Brother Charles set out from the beginning following the Lord, knowing that this is where the Lord was taking him, or if the Lord just kind of grabbed onto Brother Charles and drug him along. And at some point, Brother Charles looked up and realized that this is where the Lord was leading him. But either way, the Lord was certainly in the matter, and that's truly all that matters. And in case you were absent from our meeting weekend, or if the theme of his message just seemed to escape you, that theme was the power of God. Amen. The power of God. Amen. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about this morning, is the power of God, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you would turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. And while you turn there, I'll say that this is one of my newly found favorite scriptures concerning the power of Christ. And it's not newly found to me, because it's one of those scriptures that are just so deep and so hard to grasp the concept of what that scripture is even trying to get at, because it's really easy to understand, it's really easy to grasp, and it's not because it just doesn't scream forth the power of our Lord, because it most certainly does that too. Honestly, brethren, the reason that this scripture is newly found, or at least newly studied to me, is because far too often I'm far too apathetic when it comes to the study of the Lord's Word. Far too often I fail to make a prayerful and diligent effort to study His Word. And to be very truthful, far too often I fail to make an effort at all to study His Word. But nevertheless, the Lord's led me here, and I hope to try to share some of it with you this morning. And I've got to get to it, because I'm already about out of time nearly. I've got about 12 minutes left, so I got to get rolling. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. Wow. That is truly just one of those things where you can look at it and say, wow. Over the course of the last week and a half or so, that the Lord has been laying this scripture upon me, and He's been teaching me some things, that's often been my very first response, is just to say, wow. And I, not to boast of myself, but I think it's a pretty good response, just to be in awe of our Savior, to see Him so high and lifted up, that His name is far above every name, and to know and to see Him so clearly and so high, and to know that He loves a sinner like me. That's a beautiful thing. And when I say the word wow, I don't say it to be really funny, and I don't say it to joke too much. I say it because I'm just in absolute awe of our Savior and His power and His might. And like I said, I'm in awe of the fact that I've got such a clear picture of Him, so high and so lifted up, and that He loves a sinner like me. That's something to be thankful for, and that is certainly something to stand in awe of this morning. But as clear as the scripture seems to me, And as much sense as it makes when I read it, the concept seems to be so straightforward that it is a declaration of the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is a and it's that way because of the will of God. That seems to be so clear to me. But even though it's so clear, there are some in this world that would have you to think that, that it's not so. There's some in this world that would have you to think that this is just a suggestion, or maybe at most a strong-handed recommendation of something that you should do. And I don't say that to poke fun or to demean anyone who doesn't see the scripture for what it is, that doesn't see this scripture and the clarity that it's written. I say it to remind you that you ought to be conscientious when it comes to the studying of the Lord's word, and that you ought to be weary of false doctrine, and that you ought to be weary of deceit. And not the deceit of this world, not that a man necessarily on his own could come and deceive you of these things. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, as the scripture teaches us. We wrestle against principalities and high places. And those principalities, when they come to attack us, if we stand by ourselves, if we stand alone, we'll certainly win. We more than likely won't be able to stand at all, and we will certainly be deceived. And those principalities would have you believe something that is not so in the word of the Lord. And in doing so, every time, every single time in doing that, what will happen is the person of Jesus Christ will be lowered, and either you or the wiles of this world will be lifted up to where you're not truly at. And like I said, I don't say it to be demeaning. I don't say it to poke fun, but there truly are those in this world that would have you think this is something that it's not. And I guess I'll quickly get to how they would go about doing that. They take two words that are found, the same word found in verse 10 and found in verse 11, and they take those two little words and they change them to mean something that fits themselves and that fits in large part the way the world views Christianity today. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, brethren, as I said, there are those in this world that would take this scripture and would tell you that it's not a declaration dependent upon the will of God making it to come to pass, but it is a suggestion or a strong-handed recommendation that is dependent upon you being willing to make it come to pass, that it's dependent upon your willingness to do so. See, there's those that would say that this scripture isn't a testament to the power of Christ, but that it's a testament to your strength even, to make this scripture come to pass, but we know that's not the case this morning. I assure you with all my heart, I assure you that if you read this scripture, and you always hear in scripture, there's three keys to scripture. It's context, context, and context. And that's true, but I'd like to add something to that this morning. When you go about it, when you go about reading the Lord's word, you do it in context, context, and context, but while doing that, you do it prayerfully, diligently, and again, I say, prayerfully. Be prayerful in the study of the Lord's word, as I said. Oftentimes, when I go to study the Lord's word, well, sometimes, not nearly often enough, I go to Him, and we all ought to go to the Lord this way concerning His word and say, Father, please lead me as I come to study Thy word. Teach me, Lord, on the things of Thee. Father, that I might see Thee higher and lifted up, that I might see Thee more clearly on Thy throne. Lord, that I might walk better in obedience to Thee, that I might serve Thee better, Lord, teach me from thy hand that I be not deceived. Lord, and in turn, loving and walking better and serving thee better, I'll serve my brethren and sisters better. And always remember to ask those things in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you go, as Brother Victor's told me many times, if you go about it that way, if you go about studying the Lord's word that way, truly just wanting to know more about him for his glory, to his glory, he's not going to leave you there. He will bless you with the knowledge of him. And as I said, and I'll say for the last time, there's those in this world that would take this scripture about the power of Christ and would change it to a recommendation and would lower Christ in doing so. But brethren, we know this day in this place that that is not the case. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, that is to say, the angels of heaven, the angels that dwell with God even now. There's coming a day, and what I believe is to be the day of judgment when Christ returns, there's coming a day that the angels of heaven will bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ and things in earth. Brethren, that's you and me. That's humanity in its entirety. That's humanity from Adam to the last child ever born into this world of the race of this human flesh. That's from the children of wrath, the children of perdition, to the children of God. All alike will bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ and things under the earth. This probably paints the picture more clearly of how high our Lord is, where it says, and things under the earth. Satan and all his armies. There's coming a day that Satan and all his armies, the power of Satan and all his might and all his strength, there's coming a day that he will bow down before the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in a reverential fear. And brethren, you and I will bow down likewise in a reverential fear before the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but not only in a reverential fear. See, there's many of creation that in that day that will be bowed before him in reverential fear alone. But we won't just be in reverential fear alone before our Lord. We won't be bowing to him in just that way. We'll bow before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with maybe only also the angels of heaven, and a reverential fear with love that God has given us. But it doesn't just stop there. No, all of creation won't just bow before the Lord quietly. Creation in its entirety, from the angels of heaven to Satan and his armies, will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ and will confess with their tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess with their tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it will be done to the glory of God the Father. That is such a beautiful picture to me of our Savior, of how high he is and how lowly we are. What a beautiful picture God has given us in his word to turn to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above us, above the angels of heaven, above Satan and all his armies. And what a vivid, clear description it is. And while you, as I hope, have seen him high and lifted up in some way this morning, and as I hope you continue to when Brother Marty comes up here and tries to speak to us, while you see him high and lifted up, remember, this is the same Jesus that said he would never leave us nor forsake us. This is the same Jesus who stepped down from the right hand of God, stepped down from his own throne of glory, and wrapped himself in the flesh. This is the same Jesus who was found in fashion as a man. This is the same Jesus who took upon himself the cross. Who took upon himself the cross that was my burden and yours to bear, that we can never bear. That bled blood that was ours to be bled. And bore the wrath of God. That was due you and I. Remember as you see him high and lifted up, remember in the struggles of this old world that you've got a Savior that's far above all things, that he loves you, that he said that he'll never leave you and forsake you. Trust in him. Trust in his word. Go to him in prayer. And do your best every day to see him high and lifted up. May God bless you.